Happy Friday. Glad to be here. Always a fun time sitting in on the Focus Show here on WJR. I'm Greg Russell, like they said, sitting in today for Paul W. Smith, and looking forward to just having some fun. Got the studio smelling all good. We've got some delicious Savvy Sliders here today for the folks. And you can always tell when you bring food in. That's when the line starts appearing outside the door. So we are all set for that. We have a bunch of guests all coming up. And plus, you know, we'll be taking your calls as well. So if any of you have anything that you want to call up about, just do it. Let us know what's happening. Yeah, today we are going to be talking. We've got sports, fun things to do on the weekend, and different places to go. One thing I will start out with, even though I do have the movie segment, of course, coming up a little bit later, is just with what happened to the movie Horizon. People have been asking me, because that was that big budget movie with Kevin Costner, and it was going to be a two-parter. Both parts were 3 hours long, and after it had kind of like a very disappointing opening weekend for part one, part two has been shelved. And I personally think what they're probably going to do, because each part was 3 hours long, if anything, if they were to sell it to, say, like an HBO or Netflix or something like that, they would probably turn it into a six-part miniseries. However, if it winds up going on to like a network station, to me, they would probably turn it into an eight or nine episode season. So we will see what is happening there. And we are all set to go. I believe we do have our first guest, Anthony Tomey. He is here with us. Hello, Anthony.
Hi, Greg. How are you?
Great, great. Always a pleasure to have you on.
No, I appreciate you having me on.
I think thus far, every time I filled in, you've been with me, so you're my good luck charm. So
I appreciate it. I'll take it.
Get ready for every Friday. And you've got a lot of different things going on. I mean, so many businesses and ventures that you have. I mean, you've got Born in Detroit, fabulous brand, and you also have your store, which originally was what, just going to be a pop-up for the NFL draft, but now I see you guys still got it going all the time. That's great.
Yeah, we're still there. We're doing really, really well, and it looks like we're going to be extending even further, so we might be staying forever. Who knows what's going on at this point, but we're doing well. People are liking what we're doing, the brand, coming in the stores. We're getting a lot more sales online as well. So it's just been a great, great thing for us. And, you know, Bedrock's been awesome as a partner, as a landlord for us as well. And we're just going to keep going until we can't, I guess.
Oh, fantastic. I know, like you said, people love the shirt. I did a tour the other day with a group from Indiana, and I was wearing your shirt. And they're all going,
all right,
where can we get one of those? I said, we'll drive you by.
And you dropped them off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Bus and stuff, of course.
Go on in there. So, yeah, like you said, love it that you're repping everything Detroit. Also, you've got 8 Mile Vodka and also your Jimmy John's restaurant. So you guys are just all over, which is great, and doing so many fabulous things. But I guess the newest one that you've got is just something I can't wait to hear about. Big 3 Basketball. What is that exactly?
Yeah, just kind of a crazy thing. I mean, so Ice Cube started, you know, Ice Cube the rapper, right? He started a 3-on-3 league 7 years ago. And it did well, right? Did okay. They started getting better, getting momentum, and it's doing very, very well overall. And you know, he's a very, very smart guy. And I think he kind of realized, hey, like, I've taken this brand as, you know, as far as I can maybe go. We need to start branching out a little bit. So he asked, you know, he wanted to do some franchising, and there was four teams, and we at Detroit came in as Game Above Sports. So Game Above is a great group of people. All of us are Eastern Michigan University alums.
Oh, okay.
And led by Keith Stone, who's the founder of Game Above. And he pretty much brought together an all-star team from Eastern Michigan, and we've done a lot of different philanthropical things. We've given, what, $34 million plus to Eastern Michigan and several other, you know, charities and things like that in Detroit. And we wanted to extend a new branch of our board and our group, and they came up with Game Above Sports. And we ended up buying this 3-on-3 franchise for Detroit, and we couldn't be more excited. It's going to be awesome.
And also explain a little bit about what 3-on-3 basketball is. I take it, of course, it means three players on each side.
Correct. It's 3-on-3 basketball. It's a lot different game than like an NBA, a regular basketball 5-on-5, right? So a lot more strategy, a lot more spreading on the floor. They actually use a down low post player sometimes, which obviously anymore in the NBA is like non-existent. It's a totally different brand, and 3-on-3 is growing everywhere, world, not just nationally, but worldwide. It's very, very big in China, big in London. It's obviously it's a men's and women's Olympics this year, which is
Oh, okay.
I didn't even know that until about 8 months ago. I saw something on it, and then when this opportunity came about, we're like, man, they're going to be in the Olympics this year, and it's going to get a lot of publicity for it, and it's really exciting to see where this whole thing is going.
And who knows, maybe by the time the next Olympics roll around, just like they do, in the Olympics with the regular 5-on-5 basketball, some of your players might be Olympians. That'd be great.
Hey, that'd be great. That'd be great. We'll support them and do all that. And this is a really cool opportunity. I mean, basically, when Keith Stone approached us, he took a few members from that Game Above group and brought us in and said, "Hey guys, what do you guys think? What do you guys want to do this?" And it was kind of a no-brainer for us. We're like, obviously, let's go ahead and do this. And TJ Lang, former EMU standout NFL with the Packers and the Lions. Him and I are kind of taking on like the kind of the face of the thing. We're going to go ahead and get this going. All of us are from Michigan, from Detroit area, and we have a lot of connections and a lot of business experience as well as sports. And so we're really going to take this to the next level. And we have a great group of people in our Game Above team, just totally diverse in different areas of business and expertise. And it's really just exciting to see how we're going to build this thing. And it's almost like a video game, Greg.
I'm looking forward.
I swear it's like a video game. We get to name our own team. We get to pick the logo, the
Oh,
colors,
great.
our own coaches, our own players. We have a living legend with us, right? We're going to have on our team is George Gervin, which is he's on our Game Above team, and that's just an amazing thing to have, is have a top 75 player ever in the NBA at our disposal,
I was going to say the Iceman himself, like you said, from Eastern Michigan University. And I saw that name going, oh, wow.
Yeah, it's
It's been.
very exciting, very exciting. I mean, Game Above, we just put a statue of George at the it's now called the George Gervin Center, but it was called the Convocation Center before at Eastern Michigan, our
All
basketball
right.
facility. And we named the whole thing after him, the Game Above Center, and George Gervin Game Above Center. And there's a statue in front. So, I mean, he means a lot to the school, to us as a team at Game Above, and to the brand. So.
That's fantastic. Anthony told me, thank you as always for being here with me. And like I said, you'll be back on the next one, guaranteed. And
I'll
thanks.
see you soon, Greg. Definitely.
You got it. And thanks for telling us
Thanks for
all
having me on.
about, anytime, all the time, about your new sport coming up, Big Three Basketball. We'll be back with more right here on Focus on WJR AM 760. I'm Greg Russell.